ought to know on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Frederick and the Four States Automotive Advice Program that is informative and entertaining with your host, Dave Serio, and your phone calls at 443-847-TALK. And now, you ought to know.
Well, thank you, Frank, and we hope at least entertaining, no doubt about that. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show You Ought to Know. Saturday mornings 10 to 11 on Free Talk 930 WFMD. I'm Dave Serio, your host, and with me we already have a caller. We have Mike Lambert on the line. Mike, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
You are our first caller on my brand new phone, and so far, good. You're on the air. That's a good thing.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good.
Hey,
sounds good.
Very good. Very good. Mike is our detail expert. Mike has been in the detailing business for over 25 years, and he is now retired up in Western Pennsylvania. Why? I have no idea. But he's there, and he's happy. It's all good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you were in Western Pennsylvania last week also in a different area of Western Pennsylvania, in the Pittsburgh area. God knows, again, I don't know why. But this one made sense. You were at Auto Ality, and that is a detailing business that does a great job of not only detailing cars, but they sell a lot of products and everything. Tell us about your visit there.
Well, I was on the, what I guess they call it, the North Shore of Pittsburgh. It was about an hour and a half from where I'm at. So,
okay.
No, it was Auto Ality is a company that sells all kinds of detailing supplies. They sell 16 or 17 different brands of products. I've been buying from them for probably 10 to 12 years, and they have a what they call the Detailers Club, which gives you you basically are buying for wholesale prices, even though you may not be a business, which is unusual in this day and age.
True.
And they had their trade show, detail club day is what they call it, and it was just for club members, and it was free. And they had a representative from every line of products that they sell.
Great.
And so you got to talk to the guy that is in the company. If you had a question about Meguiar's, you could talk to the Meguiar's outside sales representative. It wasn't just a local salesman. It was the guys from the companies.
Gotcha.
We had a gentleman named Nick Rutter, who is with McKee's 37 out of sunny Stuart, Florida. And he was up there. He came in. We had a couple people from a company called Angel Wax, which came from England.
He had to be happy to get back to Stuart, Florida. After
he was. I asked him. I said, "Are you ready to leave yet?" And he said, "Oh yeah." So, but he came in Thursday and did a training session on his products for free on the Friday. So that was an interesting addition. And I couldn't make it to that, but a lot of people did, and they were real happy with that. So,
great.
But it was a really good day. Special deals on products and things like that. And fortunately, the Meguiar's representative heard us on the radio talking about the training class I went to.
Great.
And he outfitted me with some free products. So that was nice.
That is very nice of him.
Yeah.
You know, we don't take that stuff normally. We never ask for it. Let's put it that way.
Oh, no.
And like, for example, you know, we talk about DIYdetail.com, and they're located in Massachusetts, is it?
Utah.
Okay.
Yep.
I was close. You know, they're right down the street from each other.
Yeah.
It's a wild left turn. But the thing about them is, you know, I buy products from them.
Yep.
Okay.
Even though they
advertise with me, okay, they pay to advertise. I pay to. They're the products. We don't do any transfer like that, situation like that. They've been very good to me. But they're good people. And you know,
yes, they are.
Again, it's always good to try the products out as much as we possibly can.
Yep. So it works real well. Like I said, we don't ask for free stuff,
right?
And I mean, if people want to be generous and send us stuff, we'll certainly try it. But I will give you an honest opinion.
Yeah,
if it's bad, it's bad. If it's not, it's not. So
And the good news is the people that you deal with, Auto Ality,
you
know, get the details, of course, dealer goodies and DIY detail. They're all good people. They're people that you want to deal with in the industry, and they stand behind their products. And
absolutely.
Products we've tried. I know I'm a DIY detail guy, okay, because you talked me into that, okay?
Yep.
And it's worked well on all my cars.
Yeah, it's a wonderful product line made here, you know, made by their own people, which is what I like.
Right.
And most of the companies that Auto Aldi sells and what Eric sells at Dealer Goodies and Get the Details, they're all, you know, made by the companies that put them out. It's right. Not, you know, like you can certainly, and they're all wonderful products, you know, Jay Leno's Garage and Adams and all that. But they're all made by the same company.
Right.
And just, you know, tweaked in a different way for each person. But these are made by the company that's putting them out, which I like.
Yep. And some of them are European. Some of them are Asian. Some of them are American. It all depends on where you're talking about. And as you know, this coating situation pretty much started in Europe.
Oh, it started in Asia because of their air quality. Right. I mean, like Meguiar's, for example. Meguiar's has had a coating in Asia for 25, 30 years.
Right.
They just they didn't have it to where they could bring it into this company and be satisfied with the results with it. So their latest coating that I just tried was in 5 years of development and 3 years of testing. So that's how long it's taken to bring it to the market.
Very good. All right. Well, when we come back, we'll talk some more about your time at Auto Aldi and also some of the new products that have come out that you've found to be really interesting. Okay.
Okay.
All right. I've got Mike Lambert with me. I'm Dave Sirio. The show's called You Ought to Know, and we're here 10 to 11.
Bed and I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping, out on the streets the traffic starts jumping, folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Yeah, they getting by, it's all taken and no giving. They just use your mind.
Of course you want your mileage back and all the extra money you've spent feeding an engine gunked up with carbon. Your car needs its fuel system cleaned, and it needs it now. You need BG44K. It's the one dealerships use the most. In fact, they use BG44K almost 3-to-1 over any other fuel system cleaner made. To find a shop near you, go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
I got my mileage back.
You depend on your car for driving to work, shopping, and carpooling with the kids. So if your car's engine, transmission, or differential gives out, you need to call your auto repair techs to have a remanufactured Jasper product installed. They're built to be better than new, and they'll add years of life to your vehicle. And Jasper engines, transmissions, and differentials power winning cars in the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series, and they'll make you a winner in your race of everyday life. For the nearest Jasper installer, visit jasperengines.com.
So what exactly is Mid-Maryland Live with Tim May and Frank Mitchell?
It's Fox and local news with weather every half hour.
Traffic 4 times an hour. And your Driving Force traffic updates.
Sports and business updates.
Our opinions on the news stories of the day.
Your phone calls.
And some occasional fun.
That's the spot we're stirring every afternoon at 3 right here on 930 WFMD.
There's nothing better for your car's appearance than a professional detail. Get the Details Auto Detailing is a full-service detailing shop, including paint correction, ceramic coatings, windshield coatings, and full interior cleaning. Give your car the pampering it deserves. Get the Details Auto Detailing on the web at gtdautodetailing.com or call 717-632-5777. Paintless dent repair and interior repair, too. Get the Details Auto Detailing in New Oxford.
Join Mark Patrick Seminars and lose the weight guaranteed. Early bird special, only $49.99. Hypnosis designed to destroy unwanted cravings, late day eating binges, boredom eating, and stress eating. Also, stop smoking with Mark Patrick Seminars. No matter how many times you've tried to quit, this hypnosis is designed to destroy your desire to smoke without cravings, irritability, weight gain, or your money back. Join the over 500,000 others who have attended. Tuesday, March 12th at the Hilton Garden Inn in Frederick. Weight loss seminar 5:30, registration 5 p.m. Stop smoking seminar 8 p.m., registration 7:30 p.m. Sign up at Mark Patrick Seminars.
Dynamic Automotive is an industry leader in automotive repair. Since 1995, Dynamic Automotive has established a coveted reputation as an honest, responsible, and competitive automotive repair shop. Whether it's the installation of BG products, Jasper engines, or help with the maintenance of your vehicle, find them at dynamicautomotive.net or call 301-694-6250. Dynamic Automotive, where customers become friends and a preferred repair facility of You Ought to Know.
Dynamic Automotive in Liberty Town, Urbana, Frederick, Emmitsburg, Newmarket, and now in Mount Airy.
When it comes to cleaning your vehicle's injectors and combustion chambers, you have two choices. You can treat the problem with off-the-shelf retail products in pretty bottles with little or no result. Or you can use what professionals use with just one tank of fuel. It's called BG44K. You can find it at a shop near you at bgfindashop.com. So, if you want professional results, use a professional product. Remember, it's called BG44K, and you can find it at bgfindashop.com.
BG. If you miss any highlights from Beck, Travis and Sexton, or Hannity, hear them Sunday afternoons and evenings, starting at 1 on 930 WFMD.
Actually, I bought it just for this joke. Hope you like it. I'm driving my Yugo, right? And stopped at a stoplight. Another Yugo pulled up along right beside me. I couldn't believe it. Two Yugos, same stoplight, same neighborhood. What are the odds? Then the guy rolled down his window and he said, "Pardon me, would you have any mayonnaise?" Yeah, I had a little packet from Arby's. Here you go, pal. Should do that next time you see a little Hyundai or you go on the street. It's pretty damn funny, man. Just hawk at him. "Would you have any mayonnaise?" "Hey, shut up. I don't even have a radio, man."
That is Drew Carey and his stand-up days before, of course, his Price is Right days. So we're glad to see that he's doing very well with his Price is Right. Let's bring up Mr. Mike Lambert once again. Mike, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
All right. Good to have you back, sir.
Thank you.
You saw some interesting products at the Auto-ality thing last weekend. Tell us a little bit about what you saw.
Okay, I have one here that really kind of impressed me. It's from a company called Nasiol, N-A-S-I-O-L, and it's called Temp, as in temporary, Road, Temp Road. Hmm. And what it is a water-based temporary paint protection film. There's been a couple of them out on the market before. I think 3M had one and a couple other brands that you spray on, and but they were petroleum based or solvent based, and they caused issues with the paint, leaving a residue on the paint or discoloring the paint.
Yikes.
This is a water-based coating, and you buy a bottle of it and you put it on with like a wax applicator. You follow the directions, obviously, and then after about 20 minutes of curing, it turns into a very clear, very flexible film on the car. And what this does is protect against rock chips. It protects against anything that hits the front of your car while you're traveling down the road, including those dreaded love bugs you have down in Florida.
Yeah, we got a bunch of them.
Yeah, and the gentleman that was the rep is from down in the south. He's from South Carolina, but he travels to Florida a lot. And he says the love bugs do not affect this coating at all. Mm. So that's pretty impressive right there. But what really impressed me was they put this on a hood, a demonstration hood, and they threw rocks at the hood, okay, like 1-inch around rocks, not wow. little tiny chips. And it actually dented the hood, but it never chipped the paint. Okay, so that's pretty impressive right there. But what I like about it is it's water-based. So if you're say you have a show car and you're driving it a long distance to get to a show, you put this on the front of your car, and what happens is when you get there, you just take a wet towel and wipe it off. It comes right off. So that's obviously amazing. it's not going to work in the rain. But what the gentleman was telling us was a lot of people are buying brand new cars. They're putting this on the whole front of the car and going right to the shop that does paint protection film. So you don't have any chips in your paint that you have to have fixed before you do the film. He's also said that a lot of people with campers that they tow behind their trucks and things like that, they're putting it over the entire front of the camper to keep the bugs and stuff and chips off the front of the camper. So it's pretty interesting product. I think the neatest part is that it just wipes off with water. So when you get to where you're going, you can do either a hose or a pressure washer, or you can just take a wet towel and it wipes right off.
I'm going to play devil's advocate here just a little bit.
Okay.
My luck would be, let's say, for example, I've got a motorhome and I trailer a Jeep Wrangler behind that.
Okay.
First of all, never going to happen. But let's just say it is. Okay.
Okay.
I would probably go through all that trouble to put this on the front of the Wrangler. Okay. Uh-huh. I get through a couple hundred miles of driving, and I hit a really hard rainstorm.
Yep.
All of it's off, and immediately right after the rainstorm, I get a stone chip.
Well, sure.
And that would aggravate the heck out of me after all that work.
Yeah, but the thing about it is this won't, you know, I mean, I'm sure that's going to happen. There's no way around it. But the thing about it is it doesn't hurt your paint.
Right.
And that was the problem. I've seen people... A lot of the Porsche people that I did, they would drive their cars across country to the big Porsche parade show.
Right.
And they would cover the whole front end with masking tape. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, it works. The problem is the adhesive on masking tapes causes the clear coat to swell.
Yeah.
So then you have to have it either wet sand it or you need to bake it under an infrared lamp and then polish it so you can get the marks from the tape out.
Those Porsche.
So this is probably geared more towards the show cars and things like that and the people getting ready for paint protection film. But a bottle of it is only $16.99, and that will do the entire front end of a car from the doors forward three times.
Okay.
So it's very economical. If it works for you, it works for you. I just thought it was a pretty neat product and something I hadn't seen before.
I'm just concerned about it coming off in a rainstorm. That's the only thing.
Yeah.
But do you think it during most rainstorms it probably hangs in there?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I mean, it wiped right off with a wet towel.
Yeah.
So that. But you know, I mean, you got to take that into account. I mean,
sure.
if you're towing something and you want to protect it 90% of the time, this is the way to go.
Yep. Okay. Very good.
Okay.
What other interesting things did you see at Auto Alley?
Let's see. The Meguiar's new products they have a couple of new products out. Polish that is an all-in-one that has a ceramic protection in it, which is really good for if you don't want to do a full coating on your car, you just want to polish it out and be done. This polishes any minor defects and things out, leaves behind a 6 or 7 month ceramic protection. That's kind of the new thing in the industry.
Okay.
And then their polish that I used on my neighbor's new Hyundai that I just finished up works very, very well. And the good thing about it is it wipes off like a charm. You know, so the thing you look at with polishes and compounds is how hard is it to get it off when you're done polishing? Because if you have to really rub hard, you risk putting scratches back in.
Right.
So this wipes off like a dream. No pressure on the towel or anything. It just wipes right off. So that was pretty cool.
Excuse my brain for a moment. But you know, the product in the coatings that starts with a G, What's the other? It's not ceramic. It's
graphene.
Graphene. There we go.
Yep.
Thank you so much.
Yep.
I knew you'd catch it. I haven't heard as much about graphene.
No.
Did the industry fall out of love with it?
No. There's tons and tons of graphene coatings out on the market. Graphene does a wonderful job. I think what has happened is the technology in the purely quote unquote ceramic coatings has come up with a way to help prevent water spots, which was the big drawback, not a drawback, but the big knock on coatings was that, they water spot. And there's a whole reason behind that, but which we don't need to go into. But
right. But
the graphene was put into ceramic coatings. It's not a pure graphene coating to help prevent the water spots and add a little slickness. Because us Americans, we like when we touch our car, we want it to feel slippery.
Of course.
So that's what happened. So, no, there's still tons and tons and tons of graphene coatings out there. It's just, it's not the new thing anymore.
Okay.
Okay, so that's why you're not hearing it, you know, every other word. The new thing now is the diamond, the nano diamond coatings, like Diamond Protect, and CarPro now has one with diamonds in it. That's, I think that's going to be the new thing.
Well, I've always called my cars girls, so it's, and diamonds are a girl's best
friend. There you go.
There you go.
There you go. Yeah. So, but no, it's still, you know, readily available.
All right.
And it still works very well.
All right. You were ready to mention another product when I interrupted you. Sorry.
I was. The Meguiar's. Okay. We talked about the all-in-one and the new polish. They have a new coating that has spent the last 8 years in development, 5 years of developing and 3 years of testing. And it's kind of neat because it cures from the bottom up instead of the top down. It's it doesn't have the chemicals in it that evaporate off the top like most coatings do. So I used that on my neighbor's new Hyundai Kona yesterday, and I found it be very easy to do. Plenty of time to work with it. I put it on the hood, let it sit for, it says 2 to 5 minutes. I let it sit for 10 minutes just
okay.
to see.
You rebel.
Still wiped off just as easy.
You rebel.
You know, well, that's what we do. So, but no, very, very slick when it was done, and it looks really, really good. The neat thing about this is it's the way it's made up chemically is if you have some little tiny hairline scratches and you really don't want to spend all day polishing your car, this actually will fill them in and not magnify them like most coatings do. So it's, they won't tell me how it does that, but it does. So it's very easy to use. I think retail, you find it about $100, mm-hmm. which is not bad because you can probably get three cars out of the bottle. So
did Eric go with you to this?
Yes, he did. As a matter of fact, he was yeah. there. He talked to you, as a matter of fact.
Well, that's so. Right. No, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it was a whole week ago. So.
Eric, yeah, it was a long time ago. Get the details. His
yeah.
detail company, and also his company, Dealer Goodies, is his supply company. So, and the show that he was there also shows that he's interested in a lot of different products also. So that's good.
Oh, yeah. He does. He buys quite a few of his towels, his selection of towels. He buys from them because AutoAlty now manufactures their own towels.
Right.
So that's pretty interesting for an American company to do that. So.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Mike. Give out a phone number real quick for people to give you a call during the week, during business hours.
410-487-3980.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate you being a part of the show. And thanks for joining us today, Mike.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Mike Lambert, our detail expert. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Looking for the repair facility that has everything? ACE certified techs, AAA approval, expert import and domestic auto repair, light truck, medium truck, and motorhome repair. Wassler Auto Service in Taylorsville should be your choice. Dave Wassler and his staff perform BG services, install Jasper engines and transmissions with convenient hours, including Saturdays 8 to 1. Wassler Auto Service, Route 26 and 27 in Taylorsville, 410-635-8375. Wassler Auto Service, a preferred repair facility of You Oughta Know.
It's You Auto Know with Dave Cirio on 930 WFMD.
Wow, this is great. I didn't even know the air show was in town. Plus all those mini Kit Kats in the driveway. What a morning.
Well, you deserve it. Such a good boy. Going to the doctor, you're such a good boy.
It wasn't a big deal.
Like it was nothing.
Exactly. Hey, wait, isn't the airfield the other way?
You know what the funny thing is about doctors?
What's that?
When you ditch an appointment, they call to reschedule.
Wait, where are we going? Where are you taking me?
Where you should have gone 2 days ago.
Oh, we can't go to the doctors. We'll miss the air show.
There is no air show.
You lied?
You lied first. You didn't even go to the doctor.
Oh, I went. I just didn't stay. Unlock this door.
Go ahead. Jump out. Go in 30. Either way, you are going to see a medical professional.
Funny routine from Mike and Molly, of course. And if you know, Mike has lost some serious amount of weight. That's unbelievable. He looks great. And, of course, he's in the show Bob Hart Abishola. I'm Dave Sirio. Good morning to you. You ought to know every Saturday, 10 to 11, right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. And it would not be the same without Jose from Dynamic Automotive. Good morning, Jose.
Good morning, Dave. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Good to have you on the show, as always. Normally, you're with Todd, but tell us what Todd and the poor guys from Dynamic Automotive are doing today.
So this morning, we are pulling all of the boats out of Carroll Creek. This is sailing through the winter solstice. So the boats have been in since November, but today they all come out, and of course with the rain and the temperatures, there were quite a few of us out there. Lee, Dwayne, Bob, Alan was there. Todd was there as well, and myself, and we were getting soaked to the bone pulling the boat out. I want to thank the guys though who are really connected with this. They do a tremendous job. They're in the creek, in the water, strapping these boats and using these huge forklifts to pull them out of the creek. Those guys are swimming in it still.
You got to be in the 50s or high 40s, right, as far as temperature?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's freezing.
Pass.
It's freezing.
Who amongst you was smart enough to be on the shore and supervise?
Well, of course, all of us were on the shore getting wet. There's a designated crew of about five guys who are in the water strapping the boats up, and my hat's off to them.
Absolutely.
They're in there with their wetsuits and everything, and they're a hardy bunch. They really are.
It's a good cause, though. Absolutely, by the way.
It's a great cause. We raise a lot of monies for the nonprofits here that help our community, and it's grown over the years to over 26 boats now.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Yeah.
And of course, they're lit up and everything for people to see during that period of time from November through March. And it really is interesting. You get a lot of spectators out there.
Yes. Color on the Creek. And we have folks from all over coming to visit. It is a very notable, popular spot now to bring the family and to stroll around the boats. And there are some really cool boats, and they're all different. Everyone uses their imagination, and the colors and the lights are extremely entertaining as you walk by. It's like, oh my goodness, wow. Some of them are emitting smoke from time to time, mimicking a fire or something going on. They're telling a story also. So it's great fun. It really is.
Mine probably wouldn't have to mimic a fire. I'd probably very good possibility mine would be on fire, and that would be fun. I guess LED also has helped these things out considerably with the lighting, by the way.
It has. LED is very popular. The paints that are used on some of these boats are quite amazing. They glow in the dark. If you put an ultraviolet light, they really stand out at night. Of course, some of these boats have spinners and propellers and waters that are gushing out. We have one particular boat that has a octopus or a giant squid that's surrounded the whole boat, and then there's a beer can that it's crushing, and there's water flowing out of that beer can. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very good. Well, I'm glad you guys were involved in that again. This is probably, what, maybe your sixth or seventh year?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Very good.
Well, and, you know, we've got a couple of boats.
And
it is not unlike
Dynamic Automotive to be involved in charities, by the way, because I've been to your car shows, and they always have a charity link for the money that you raise during your car shows. And you don't. It's just incredible about the people that you have involved. I know we've had them on the air here, too. The gentleman from the event that has the cars that get ready for people who are in need of automobile transportation, and they do the repairs and all that. You guys do a very good job.
Second Chances Garage has been our benefactor at the car show a couple of times. They're a great group. I am connected with that organization formally, and they really do serve our community. Our benefactor for our Color on the Creek boat this year was the Boys and Girls Club of Frederick, and of course we've been connected with the United Way and several others that I can't mention right now.
Okay.
You know, it's always a great cause to partner up with these nonprofits. They do such good work here. Another one that does a great job is Platoon 22.
Okay.
Our Veterans Services Center. They're just fantastic. So we're a big supporter of that organization as well.
Well, you guys do a great job. You know, I know you have six locations, and you're one of the largest in the area as far as auto repair chains. And, you know, I call you chain now because when you have six locations in a Frederick area like you do, you're really a chain of repair shops now. And there are a lot of chains that don't do the community work that you guys do. I hope the community recognizes that and appreciates that. I think they do. I really do.
Oh, I think they do, and it's a great bunch, and we've been doing it for a couple of decades now, and as you know, we're very well connected with the Frederick County Public School System,
sure,
the Career Technology Center, and Frederick Community College as well. You know, we're building up the pipelines here for young adults to get out into the work.
You're one of their largest employers.
We do our part, with the CTC. It's very meaningful, and I've been involved with that for going on 25 years, and they've got signing day coming up May 1st, where the students sign an agreement with their employer to finish out an apprenticeship. So this is a great thing that has been occurring since 2018. And save the date. It will occur at the JBK Theater this year, May the 1st, starts at 8:30 a.m. And it goes for about a couple of hours, but it's a great cause. It's great fun, too.
And a lot of the people that you have working for you now are from that. That's great. All right, we got to take a real quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about car design. I think it's going to be an interesting conversation. All right?
Okay.
All
right. Yeah.
We've got Jose from Dynamic Automotive. I'm Dave Sirio. The show's called You Ought to Know, and we're here Saturday mornings 10 to 11.
She's just a girl, and she's on fire. Hotter than a fantasy. Lonely like a highway. She's living in a world, and it's on fire. Filled with catastrophe. But she knows she can fly.
some inside information for your next oil change. Because inside your engine, car-killing sludge builds up. Here's the tip. Find a shop that includes BGMOA. It's the oil additive the inside car guys not only use the most. Service managers use it 4-to-1 over any other because it's backed with a lifetime protection plan at no extra charge. Find BGMOA at over 17,000 shops nationwide at BGFindAShop.com. That's BGFindAShop.com.
BG.
In the race of everyday life, it's nice to have the green flag. But if you hit drivetrain problems, professional drivers like you trust Jasper Engines and Transmissions. A Jasper remanufactured engine, transmission, or differential costs less than replacing your vehicle and comes with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide transferable warranty. So get the green flag in your race of everyday life with Jasper. To find an installer near you, visit jasperengines.com.
Coming up in just a few moments, You Ought to Know with Dave Syria.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or an independent shop, you need Dealer Goodies. Dealer Goodies supplies detail products, including Meguiar's, Griot's Garage, Auto Magic, Buff and Shine, and more. They also supply key tags, dealer paperwork, and hubcaps. Even lessons and training from beginners to pros in the detailing business. Go to DealerGoodies.com or call 1-800-366-2141. Dealer Goodies in Mannheim, Pennsylvania.
Welcome to Hafer's Guns.
Your one-stop gun shop.
Hafer's is sure to have everything you need. Are you looking for ammo? From to Hafer's has it. Looking for firearms? From
pew
to Hafer's has it. How about targets, magazines, AR parts, eyes and ears too? Hafer's has it.
Hafer's Guns, 15411 National Pike in Hagerstown and 6541 Williamsport Pike, Falling Waters, West Virginia.
And online at hafersguns.com.
Dynamic Automotive is an industry leader in automotive repair. Since 1995, Dynamic Automotive has established a coveted reputation as an honest, responsible, and competitive automotive repair shop. Whether it's the installation of BG products, Jasper engines, or help with the maintenance of your vehicle, find them at dynamicautomotive.net or call 301-694-6250. Dynamic Automotive, where customers become friends and a preferred repair facility of You Ought to Know.
Dynamic Automotive in Liberty Town, Urbana, Frederick, Emmitsburg, Newmarket, and now in Mount Airy.
I'm here with Chris and Seth from Marcool. Tell us about yourself, Seth.
I'm the general manager here at Marcool.
Now, we're coming up on a season change. Is there any kind of maintenance we should be doing in our homes?
Yeah, everyone always needs to remember to clean your drains, especially if your system's in an attic. And remember to change your filters. But we do provide maintenance. We're doing free plumbing estimates where we walk through your home, find anything that could be lacking. Like if you have any leaks or you want new faucets, we'll take care of it for you.
And how do they reach you?
MarcoolHVAC.com. The President's award-winning factory-authorized dealer for Carrier and Frederick County. We provide you comfort.
When it comes to cleaning your vehicle's injectors and combustion chambers, you have two choices. You can treat the problem with off-the-shelf retail products in pretty bottles with little or no result. Or you can use what professionals use with just one tank of fuel. It's called BG44K. You can find it at a shop near you at BGFindAShop.com. So, if you want professional results, use a professional product. Remember, it's called BG44K, and you can find it at BGFindAShop.com.
BG.
We've got our finger on the pulse of Mid-Maryland. 930 WFMD.
Drive out to the studio myself. Now, I don't know if you go on the freeway to get here. Something has got to be done about this freeway. I mean, anywhere else you drive, I heard some of you applaud for Chicago. Even if you've never been there before, when you get lost in a town like that, you can find your way, right? You drive up, you see a lake in front of you, you know you're lost. Make a U-turn, go the other way, you come to a river, you're still lost. Here on a freeway, make one little mistake, you're in Guam. And then the traffic here, I mean, everywhere else in the country, traffic is bumper to bumper. That's all over the country. The difference is, here in L.A., it's bumper to bumper, but it's going 90 miles an hour. Because this is the car capital of America. I don't know if you read in the papers, a few weeks ago they had a statistical fact that there are more automobiles, come believe this, more cars in L.A. than are people living here. Do you know what that means? There are cars driving around in this town by themselves.
The late, great David Brenner. He was a very, very funny man. I loved him. David Brenner there driving about LA. I'm Dave Sirio. Saturday mornings, you ought to know, 10 to 11, right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. I'm with Jose, the half of Dynamic Duo, Todd and Jose. Jose is from Dynamic Automotive, one of the partners of the six locations in the Frederick area. Once again, thanks for being with us today, Jose. Appreciate that.
It's always my pleasure, Dave. Thank you for having me.
Good. I'm going to talk a little bit about car design. You know, I'm very picky about car design. I think I have some of the most attractive cars out on the road that I happen to own. I like particular cars that have a certain look. And there's one that I own that probably most people would not think is attractive. That's okay. But my Pantera, most people think that's probably one of the best-looking two-seat mid-engine cars ever designed as far as appearance. My Vipers, I think they're attractive. I happen to have a Challenger, one of the later model 2010 Challengers in the Hemi Orange, that I think is pretty attractive, a good-looking representation of that car. But I'm out on the road a couple days ago, and I saw these two cars within about 15 minutes of each other. And I was flabbergasted. I probably not in a good way. Remember the Honda Cross Tour?
Yes, okay. I do remember.
Kind
Honda
of a fastback kind of looking car that, you know, it didn't have the lines, in my opinion, of a good quality design. It looked like it was a mix and match kind of car to a certain extent, and it really wasn't a popular car for Honda. They had it for a couple years and it's gone. Okay, well, first of all, I got to say something about names too. Buick and Ford must think the only good names of cars start with the letter E. Because Ford has the Explorer, the Escape, the Expedition, the everything they have was started with an E. Okay.
Wow. I mean, yeah, okay.
There are a lot of there. Now Buick is doing it. Buick has the Envision. They have and then the car I want to talk about is called the Invista. Whatever the heck an Invista is. Okay. These cars are definitely different. They're trying to do like a crossover kind of thing, but I don't know if it's going to do it or not. The lines on these cars are just a little different. Have you looked at either the other cars, the Toyota Crown? I saw a Toyota Crown a couple days ago, and I'm not going to say it's ugly. Okay, I'm going to say it's ugly. Now, the one I saw. I don't know whether they're all two-tone. If they are, yikes. This was a two-tone, are you ready for this?
Uh-huh.
Brown and maroon.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Brown and maroon.
Kind of dark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so...
Well, let me weigh in on this a little bit.
Please do, sir, please. Because bail me out of this one.
Well, you and I have similar tastes. So, I agree. The Pantera, to me, is an extremely sexy, beautiful car, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we agree there.
Yes, we do.
Right. My wife, on the other hand, she just doesn't get it and says, no, that's not a beautiful car. It's a wedge, Jose.
I got you. I got you.
Right?
Okay.
Now,
the women and men's taste are 100% in different directions, no doubt about
right.
it.
Right. Then we go over to the Vipers.
Right.
Okay. The Vipers have some beautiful curves,
yep.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm into those too.
Yes.
Now that turns my wife on to. She okay. loves those curves.
There you go.
That she does like. So, you know, beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Absolutely.
Right?
Right.
So I have to agree with you when it comes to the Honda Cross Tour.
Right.
Yeah. That is a crossover vehicle. It's a blend between what I call a sedan and an SUV.
And not blend, in my opinion.
Not really.
No, it just didn't do it.
It didn't do it.
It missed the mark.
It kind of missed the mark.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, here we have this Toyota Crown.
Yeah.
And I was looking at it. Now, I thought, kind of nice.
Okay.
And I looked at the lines from the side, from the back.
Uh-huh.
I thought, futuristic, kind of cool.
Okay.
And it's available with a 2.4, 2.5 four-cylinder that generates anywhere from 184 to 264 horsepower.
Yep.
And it's got a nice six-speed automatic. And, mm-hmm. and you can get this in a hybrid or just and actually – different levels of hybrid. They have it in the XLE, the Limited, and the Platinum.
Got
anywhere
you.
From 40,000 to 53,000. I don't mind telling you.
Yeah.
I kind of liked it.
Okay, it was a two tone that got me. Okay,
I don't like brown and maroon together.
It was actually a black and brown car. I also saw where the whole car is brown, metallic brown, pretty color. But the back is black, and it's bizarre to me. The color, maybe just the color combination I saw.
And you know, the other thing I'm looking at here too is the interior configuration looks mm-hmm. very comfortable. And the dash,
mm-hmm.
very cool, futuristic,
neat,
nice.
Well, Toyota,
you know, big screen.
You can't go wrong with a Toyota product, in my opinion. Okay.
Right.
As I've said many times as an analogy, if you have to be blindfolded in a new car dealership, in the dealership room, okay, where all the cars are parked, if you have to be blindfolded and you have to buy the first car you bump into, you want to be in a Toyota dealership because everything you bump into is good quality.
Yes, absolutely. I agree.
For every other brand, there's that one car you want to stay away from, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Now the Invista by Buick. I don't know. I have no idea what's going on there. And explain to me. It starts with a K in the VIN numbers. A K. So I guess that's Korea.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's a car made in Korea.
Yeah. You know, this is an entry level vehicle. It's an El Cheapo. MSRP is roughly $22,500.
Entry level 22. Isn't that hard to believe?
Yeah, that is hard to believe.
Yeah.
It's got a three cylinder, 137 horsepower. This vehicle seems like it would be a bit anemic, probably a good urban car, you know,
for cities. I wonder if Daewoo has anything to do with it. Are they still in Korea?
Yeah, I think they are.
Okay, well, they probably probably manufacture this car for General Motors because GM bought them, okay, and it didn't go well here in America, but I think they're still in Korea. So that'd be
looks
interesting.
Like that.
That'd
yeah.
be interesting. Yep.
Yeah. Definitely something similar to a cross tour, though.
Yes.
And it just doesn't really work for me.
All right, mister, we have 2 minutes to talk about the six locations of Dynamic Automotive. You're by yourself. I'm counting on you, mister.
Okay, so if you're in a new market area, give my partner Lee or Sarah a call at 301-694-5460. They're located at 10530 Old National Pike. Hours of operation for all of the locations is 7 to 5, Monday through Friday. If you're in Liberty Town, give Scott Wilkham a call. He is located at 11931 Main Street, Liberty Town, Maryland. His phone number, 301-694-6250. Our largest location is right off of Route 270 at 8824 Urbana Church Road. Give Stu a call. He's handling the front desk now, or Jennifer, or my partner, Dwayne, at 301-874-8833. Bob Allen handles the Frederick store located at 11 Bite Court, Frederick, Maryland. Give Bobby a call or Courtney, 301-662-3300. And Mr. Adam Trawick is knocking it out of the park in Emmitsburg. He's located at 20 Creamery Way, Emmitsburg, Maryland, beautiful town. Call him at 301-447-2800. And then Mr. Todd Meister himself, he's handling Mount Airy. He's located at 1006 Rising Ridge Road, Mount Airy, Maryland. Give Todd a call at 301-829-6100. He'll take good care of you. And if you mention Dave Serio or the show, you ought to know, we'll perform a DDI inspection free of charge. Just mention Dave Serio or you ought to know. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, Jose. Thanks for being with the show today. We look forward to talking to you next Saturday morning.
Always a pleasure, my friend.
Thank you.
Great talking to you.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye now. Gotta go. Thanks so much, folks. Have yourself a great one. We'll talk to you next week on Free Talk 930 WFMD.
WFMD, Frederick.
A Connoisseur Media radio station.
11 o'clock.